Well, hello, handsome. Oh, thank you for the compliment. It's nothing, really. I just felt like wearing something nice tonight. May I come in? I wouldn't want to give your neighbors the wrong idea, or the right one. Oh, yes. I brought a bottle of wine. I was so pleased when you texted me and asked for writing advice. I thought we could drink it together to, mark our new friendship. I'm glad you agree. You didn't happen to ask any of the other girls to talk about writing, did you? Oh, no reason. I'm just happy that you invited me over. You have a lovely apartment, by the way. Shall we crack open the wine? I hope Red is okay. How kind of you to offer. I'm no stranger to opening wine bottles, but I won't deny you the opportunity to impress me. Have at it. You don't say. I'm surprised that you even tried this wine before, let alone that it's your favorite. You have good taste, and so do I. My mouth's watering already. And you have wine glasses handy. My kind of man. Thank you. Shall we toast? How about to erotica? It's the reason for us meeting, after all. Why, thank you. I'd love to have a seat. Your sofa looks luxuriously plush. Now, I suppose we should get down to business, shouldn't we? You wanted some feedback on that short story you wrote? I've read it a few times, actually. It's very good. And you say you've never done erotica before. Oh, don't say that. It's so well written. Better than most of what gets posted there, if I'm being honest. Was there anything specific that you were wondering about? No, of course. Sarah was also self-conscious about dirty talk when she started out. You have nothing to worry about. In fact, mine is downright filthy compared to the language you used. Is that so? Well, I'd be happy to give you pointers. If you like. There's a lot I could teach you. Was there anything else? Oh, sweetie. If we're going to be friends, you need to stop with all this self-deprecating talk. You have a lot of skill, and your characters are so good. You could probably expand this into a really sexy and compelling 20, 30,000-word story. Of course, I'm being serious. I'd never lie to you. In fact, the first time I read it, your story really got my heart pumping. I didn't want it to end. Well, I might be a bit biased, but the plot happens to be very similar to a beloved fantasy of mine. And that on its own will make you one of my favorite new writers. You described it exquisitely. You're pretty cute when you're flustered, you know that? It's not every day I get to spend some time with a handsome writer of such a titillating story. I should also tell you that when I'm not writing smut, I'm an administrative assistant. Exactly. Just like that sexy secretary in your story. It's why I dress like this tonight. I have no shortage of tight blouses and pencil skirts in my wardrobe. Of course. Men aren't the only ones who love a pair of stockings with a tasteful garter belt. Even when no one else can tell I'm wearing it, it makes me feel sexy. Would it bother you to know that I've pictured the two of us in place of your characters? It looks like you might be bothered in a different way. Let's put these drinks over here. I wouldn't want to have any accidents. Now, do you mind if I sit across your lap like this? No, dear. I don't think things are moving too fast at all. In fact, yeah. Put your arm around my waist like that. In fact, I have been waiting for this since the moment we met. And that erection poking into my ass tells me that I'm not the only one. You like the way my blouse strains to hold my tits, don't you? And now you have the perfect view. Here, let me loosen a few buttons for you. That's right, honey. I'm not wearing a bra. You're not that shocked, are you? With how much you've been ogling my big tits since I got here, and how hard my nipples are, I'm surprised you just haven't noticed. No, don't apologize. If I didn't want you to look, I wouldn't have picked such a tight top and left it half undone. Now, do you need an invitation or... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Your mouth feels so good on my nipple. Yeah. Keep doing that. It's everything I imagined. Oh, yes, sweetie. I've thought about doing this with you and so much more. You've been on my mind a lot. Tell you. Oh, you're as naughty as I hoped. I love it. Obviously, I fantasized about us in your story. Bending me, your oversexed secretary, over your desk and fucking me from behind. Yeah. Keep sucking my nipples like that. And that led to a fantasy about lying down on your desk while you devoured my dripping pussy. Yes. You can use that idea in your story. We can plan out a whole series. About pleasuring your needy secretary. Oh, yes. I'd love to co-write a story with you, especially if this is how we're going to brainstorm. I love the way you've been massaging my tits. Do you like how soft and heavy they feel in your hands? No. You naughty boy. Of course you can bite my nipples. Be as rough or as gentle as you want. You don't have to ask for my permission. Oh, that's so good. You really love them, don't you? You look so adorable with your face buried in my tits like that. I love it when a man appreciates them so much. I just want to fucking smother you with them. Have you ever had big, beautiful breasts like mine wrapped around your hard shaft? Oh, I'm looking forward to it too. Kiss me first, though. You're so hungry for me, sweetie. But I have a hunger of my own. And we can't have a proper titty fuck without getting your cock nice and wet first. Now, get that cock out for me. No. You naughty boy. Of course you can bite my nipples. Be as rough or as gentle as you want. You don't have to ask for my permission. Oh, that's... That's so good. You really love them, don't you? You look so adorable with your face buried in my tits like that. I love it when a man appreciates them so much. I just want to fucking smother you with them. Have you ever had big, beautiful breasts like mine wrapped around your hard shaft? Oh, I'm looking forward to it too. Kiss me first, though. You're so hungry for me, sweetie. But I have a hunger of my own. And we can't have a proper titty fuck without getting your cock nice and wet first. Now, get that cock out for me. Oh my. You're mouth watering. Spread your legs a bit more, okay? I need some room to kneel. Your pre-cum is delicious. I love how you're thrusting your hips forward, eager to fuck my mouth. But just relax, dear. I promise by the end of the night, your cock will have had all the attention it can handle. Or by the time you pass out, whichever comes first. Besides, it's easier for me to kiss and lick and love your dick when you're not moving around so much. You're such a gentleman, rushing my hair out of the way like that. Let's make sure you get a good view of your cock sliding in and out of my hungry lips. I'll bet it looks so lewd seeing your throbbing member right next to my pretty face as I stroke your shaft, licking and kissing your balls as I move up and down. I love how you taste and how you moan my name with such desire. That's so good. But I always deliver on my promises. Shall I push my breasts together so you can slide that hard cock between them? Does that feel good, baby? It turns me on so much, knowing that you're using my body like this. Feeling how much you want to fuck every part of me. Well, I'm glad that you think they're perfect. I'm hoping you'll be touching my breasts a lot from now on. Yeah. Isn't it so hot watching your cock slide in and out of my cleavage? Engulfed by my big tits? I can't deny it. Your dick is going to feel so good inside me. Of course I want to fuck you. That was the plan all along. There's just one thing. Well, this isn't going to be a one-time affair. I'm not a whore. Unless I'm going to be your whore. What I mean is, That when she slide that beautiful, hard cock into my pussy, it will belong to me exclusively. No flirting with other girls. They won't come between you and I if you don't come between me and them. That's not too much to ask, is it? I'm a very affectionate girlfriend, and I just know that we'll keep each other satisfied. If you think my tits feel good around your cock, just you wait. You don't have to answer now. Just keep pumping that cock between my tits. Besides, I'm pretty sure I already know what you'll say. By the way, where do you work, baby? I like to get together with my lover for quickies at lunchtime. Oh, I'd be more than happy to make that journey every day. Yeah, if it meant spending quality time with my boyfriend, you can fuck my tits in the back seat just like this and give me a little snack at the end. A big snack. Baby, I'll take whatever you have for me. Of course, there's other ways you can give me your load too. Oh, that sounds perfect. I'm glad your appetite is as ravenous as mine. But now that you have my mouth watering again, I need another taste. It tastes so good. I could just suck this cock all night and lick it and stroke it. Oh, is that so? I'm sorry, darling, but I can't let you come. Not yet, at least. Lean back. I'm going to straddle your lap. Don't look at me like that, sweetie. I'll let you come at my mouth later, and I'll swallow it down greedily, but I really need you inside me right now. There's still the matter of that promise, though. Will you let me claim your cock? What's wrong? Can't concentrate? Oh, my bare pussy pressed against your shaft. Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, I'm wearing panties. See? And they're just crotchless. Like I said, fucking you was the plan all along, and I came prepared. Yeah, grind that dick against me. But if you're my boyfriend, that would just be the start. And so, how about it? Yes, that's what I thought. You're going to love this. I'll do everything to make you happy. And condoms? No. I don't have any. We belong to each other now. Nothing will get between us. Now kiss me. I want to feel your hunger as I lower myself onto your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, cock is filling me perfectly. You're perfect. And now you're mine. It goes both ways, you know. I'm yours too. You can have my body whenever you want, however you want. This is my favorite position, baby. Ever since we met, I've been dreaming of riding a cock like this. It's such a fucking turn on being able to look down into your eyes and see the love, the longing. Bouncing up and down as we pleasure each other. And being able to hold you so close. When we finally come together. It's the perfect position. And you're the perfect man. Can you hold on to me while I lean back? You're almost... that feels amazing. Your cock is going all to the right places. Baby, your eyes are bulging out of your fucking head. Do you love how I look right now? Back arch, grinding on your dick. In that case, I'll have to send you a sexy selfie every day. Yes, even when we're apart, I want you to be thinking of me and my body, about fucking me in every position you can imagine. I thought you liked that idea. Yes, baby. I'm squeezing you with my pussy and trying to milk your cock as I grind on you. What? Don't be silly. You're going to come inside me. It's my load. I want it. Trust me. I'm your girlfriend now. This is where your cum belongs. Fuck. Grab my hips. Just like that. You like that? You like that, don't you? I bet all this talk of cream pie has your balls aching. We're both going to feel so satisfied when you come in me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Come with me, baby. Please. Yeah, that's it. Bounce me on your dick. Yes. Fuck yes. Fill me with your cum. I want to feel it dripping from my cunt. Such a passionate, eager lover. Oh, hold me tight, sweetie. I just want to cuddle and kiss you while you're still inside of me. You know, I felt particularly inspired right now. Satisfied, but also inspired. Oh, I inspired to write, of course. Being with you is going to give me quite a bit of source material to draw from. But I'm going to need to be inspired a lot. And that's exactly what it means. You'll have to fuck me in every way imaginable. Then, I'll chronicle our lovemaking in a story. Or 10. Yes, it does sound like a great way to relive the experience. I suspect our libidos will quickly outpace my ability to write about it. But I'm eager to try. And I wouldn't be against reading them together. And doing a bit of reenactment. Oh! I just had a phenomenal idea. How about you write a story about one of your dirtiest, most kinky fantasies? And then I'll fulfill it for you. You don't have to publish it if you don't want to, but I want to be sitting on your lap when I read it for the first time. Or maybe when you read it to me. You let me worry about that. There's very little that I won't do for you. Or to you. As long as I don't have to share you. Just make sure you're very descriptive. I want to deliver on your every desire. Right down to the last detail. Oh, I can't wait. You're gonna ask me to spend the night, right? I think the whole weekend would really be for the best if you're not busy so we can thoroughly explore each other's bodies. I'm glad you're not intimidated by that. Past boyfriends have called me clingy and needy, but that's just how I show affection. I just want to be with you and give you the reasons to feel the same way. You're so sweet. But you know, as much as I like to stay like this forever, why don't you show me your bedroom? I would really love to spoon with you. And the night is young. Maybe later, we can brainstorm some more story ideas.